Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my
Welcome everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. It is a bonus episode. Scotty V here with UK Tom. Monday Night Mike's at an appointment. He will be back at a regularly scheduled time next week. But Tom and I wanted to jump on the podcast here and do a bonus episode because last night we went to the debut episode of Reaper Wrestling in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Tom, one of the most fun nights we've had at a local pro wrestling show.
What a debut for Reaper Wrestling.
Unbelievable debut.
Absolutely fantastic. And it's very rare for us to be a positive podcast.
Yeah.
But I think the Reaper team should be very, very proud of what they did yesterday.
Yes. Aaron and your staff and the crew, the wrestlers, should all be extremely proud of what they pulled off last night, because that was one of the most fun nights I've ever had at a pro wrestling show. It was so much fun. The venue was great. The wrestlers killed it. The crew did a great, great job with the venue and the merch and making sure that the wrestlers were getting their autograph lines and everything. It was so well run, so well done.
I think they had the venue layout just nailed as well.
Yeah.
You come in through the door, the line doesn't take very long. There, everything's moving, and then to one side of you there's drinks and Reaper merch and some pizza, which was a nice surprise. And then on the other side is when the merch tables were there for the guys and girls to sell their stuff. And then you have a pretty big walk area, and then you get to your seats. Like, great venue.
So good. I'll be honest, when we saw some of Reaper's videos before the show and on his Instagram stories, follow him at Reaper Wrestling, by the way, I looked and I was like, man, that looks really tight. The seats look super close, and I'm a big fella. So I was just like, oh, I don't know how comfortable I'm going to be. But you get in there, everything's got space. I loved the amount of space that we had between the seats, between the railing, to be able to walk around the merchandise tables, and even people getting to the other side of the ring that we were opposite of. There's plenty of room for people to get by. One of the best setups we've ever seen. I was also curious, because again, in the video, you're like, oh, there's just a wall there. How's that going to work? But it was just, you completely forgot that the ring was close to one wall, because guys worked all four sides. It just was a great pro wrestling show. The venue's so good, dude. It is so good.
I loved the giant Reaper logo up on the wall.
Yeah, right?
I found myself, like, during the little downtime between matches that happen at every show, or or whatever, just kind of looking at the logo and being like, that's cool as fuck.
It gave me ECW vibes.
It did.
For when they're in Philly Arena and all their banners are hanging up, and you know that's the ECW arena, right? It gave me those kind of vibes.
It also gave me ECW vibes.
Right? So fucking cool.
And in all my years of going to shows in whatever capacity I'm there, that is the first time I've ever been to a wrestling show in a dedicated arena or venue or whatever we want to call it for that company. And that's really cool.
It I don't know how to word it. It feels like you're in the home stadium or home arena for your favorite pro sports team, right?
It's a home game.
Yeah. Yes, that's yes. That thank you. That's exactly it. It's a home game. It's so much fun. We should get into the show because it was a jam-packed show.
We had
a fucking blast.
We had 7 matches.
It doesn't feel like we got 7 matches, but the night just flew by.
I said that this morning. I was like, I think that's the quickest a wrestling event has ever gone. It felt like we were there for half an hour, but we were there for like nearly 3 hours, I think.
When intermission hit, I was like, why are we stopping the show right now? We've only seen like a match or two. But then one of you guys said to me, like, no, we've seen 4 matches already. Like, it's intermission. Yeah. Like, holy
It flew by. So I have the match listing here. We'll go through that. But just quickly before we touch on that, I want to give the ring announcer props. I didn't hear his name at all throughout the night. But with our little fun game that we have with the ring announcers at every show we go to, with yeah. the ooh, when they're getting in the ring, he worked with us with that, and he had fun with it. So props to you, ring announcer. I plan to learn your name.
And he did a great job ring announcing too.
He did. Like
he was the guy. He was the ring announcer. It wasn't just Johnny, who knows what, with a Hawaiian shirt on not dress up for the part kind of thing, right? Like, he got in there, did his job. He did it very well.
One thing I wish that more independent companies did, and this is not aimed at just Reaper, this is everybody. With the sound systems available to independent wrestling, don't announce the talent as they're walking to the ring, because we can't hear it. We can't hear the announcement from the ring announcer and the music at the same time.
Yeah.
So perhaps wait till the talent are in the ring, do the big introduction like they do for the main events of Raw and pay-per-views, mm-hmm. but for every match. I know that takes longer, but then at least you'll for sure know the talent's name and where they're from.
Yes.
So just a little nitpick that's not at all aimed at solely Reaper. That's kind of everybody.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's everybody.
The show started with a bang. We had Michael Allen, Richard Clark versus Tommy Billington, which I'll be completely honest, I'd forgotten he was on this show.
One of my favorite moments of the night, because we got Michael Allen, Richard Clark out, and then we're all like, oh, who's he going to wrestle? I wonder who it's going to be. And then you see the flag on the TV screen, because they had entrance videos for everybody, by the way. Everyone had an entrance video.
Huge props for that.
Yeah.
Awesome. So loved it.
It was one of my favorite moments of the night is turning to you when you realize, holy fuck, we're gonna get to watch Tommy Billington wrestle right in front of us.
Yeah,
I loved it. And
and my god, does he wrestle like his dad?
Oh my god, dude, it is unreal.
Like, that's
like I grew up watching the Bulldogs. Like, they were in I was in that golden era with them, watching the Bulldogs fight the Hart Foundation and Demolition and Strike Force and the Killer Bees. And I loved Dynamite Kid. Out of the tag team, you know, you always kind of pick a favorite with the tag team.
Oh yeah.
I loved the Dynamite Kid so much. Holy smokes. In my nerd brain, I'm like, I can't wait to go home and see if I can find a downloadable version on 2K of Tommy Billington so I could play him in my video game. Right. Like that, yeah. To me, like that means I fucking love you. You're one of my favorites. And especially because I got to see you live, but do the match. They tore it down. Awesome opener.
That was one of the sickest pile drivers I've ever seen live. That was
shit. Oh, he got
spiked.
I'll try to throw it up a few times here over the weekend and throughout the week, but check out our Instagram stories at In My House Pod, because I'll throw it up there because we got that one on video. But yeah, spiked. And huge props to Michael Allen, Richard Clark, because I've seen him over the years at ringside. I haven't been back to ringside in a year, and he works there regularly, but he's also worked dark matches with AEW. He tours all over the country, I believe. And over the last couple of years that I've seen him, he was very good when I first saw him at ringside. He was like the, I'd call him like the Dolph Ziggler of ringside wrestling. He was the guy that could go, had the look, had the move set, had the gimmick, everything. And he was over. And to see him at ringside wrestling, and he's just elevated his game that much more. Everything is so much more crisp, and it looks great. He looks great. He's really dialed in the character. Huge, huge fan of Michael Allen, Richard Clark.
And I hope Tommy comes back to Reaper Wrestling. I hope we see more of him. Selfishly, as a collector, I hope he brings some merch and has a merch table next time.
Yeah, man.
But I mean, obviously, if that's not his thing, then cool. But that would be fucking sweet. Considering I have his dad in my autograph collection, I want him.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that.
Then we moved on to an interesting match.
Things got weird at Reaper Wrestling last night at match two.
They got weird. And if you'd asked me last night, I would have said it was weird in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
And today I think it might actually be weird in a kind of good way.
I'm with you a little bit, pal. I'm a little bit with you on this. Last night I was not feeling it, but so kind of going back and thinking about it and looking at some pictures and vids, I'm like, maybe I was a little too hard.
The second the match was Big Business Sydney Steele, who was he's a big old dude.
Yeah, man. I want to see that guy go.
Same. And for he for sure spends a lot of time in the gym. Big guy.
God bless you.
And I'm probably going to say this wrong, but he was wrestling Good Thelonious. Something like that.
Thelonious. Full disclosure, this is not against him. This is on me personally, Scotty Villa. I've never heard of this gentleman. I've never seen anything. I don't follow anything. But I once he took off the glowing mask and everything like that, I thought he had a really good look. He had a pro wrestler look to me. I don't know what it is, but he had a pro wrestler look. But we got some weird shit to start this match.
And there was a random box and a gimp. And it was just a little bit strange, but now I'm intrigued.
And that's on us. Like, we need to know the backstory of what this Thelonious character really is, because he mentions the fifth dimension. His hands seem to have their own minds of their own, almost like a Doc Ock of Spider-Man kind of thing. Like,
that's a good way to put it.
It's very interesting. In the moment, it fell flat for me personally, because I didn't know the gimmick. I didn't know what it was. Like, he came out dressed as a moth with a big cape and the glowing eyes and the tentacles or whatever. And he's got this gimp comes out with this trunk, and they open it up, and then Sydney Steele bails. He's like, you don't want to see what's in that box. But then they just close the box. So I feel like, is that is that the door to the fifth dimension?
Maybe we'll find out as Reaper continues.
You know what? Good call, because Aaron on our episode last week with our interview with Aaron of Reaper Pro Wrestler, Reaper Wrestling, he did say there's going to be storylines. You're going to have to follow along. So maybe we're just being impatient because we just don't know yet. That's a good call, Tom.
I will say, as much as last night we were like, what the fuck is happening? It is really awesome to see somebody putting that much effort into their presentation.
Yes. Especially on the indie scene. Yes.
Yeah. And he had a really different way of working. He bumped kind of odd.
Mm-hmm.
And his strikes were, he was just different. And I actually think I kind of liked it.
Would you compare it? Maybe you even said it last night. Was it very Santino-esque? Santino Marella?
There was elements of Santino.
Yeah.
Like the best of Santino.
Yeah.
So I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I'm with you now. Now that I've slept on it, and now that I've seen, went back and looked at some Instagram stories from Reaper Wrestling and some of our pictures and videos, it's definitely got me wanting to learn more. And I'm hoping we get more on Reaper Wrestling shows. Just a quick side note, I want to see more from Sydney Steele. The dude is jacked, huge. And I guess we kind of got a bit of a comedy match last night. I want to see what Sydney Steele can do in like a technical or powerhouse wrestling match. Not a comedy match. But
now we know we're getting more from Cody Deaner going forward.
Yes.
I think Cody Deaner versus Sydney Steele would be a very good showcase for Sydney Steele.
That'd be fantastic. Fantastic.
Aaron, we're not telling you what to book, but
we're fantasy booking. We're fans.
We're fantasy booking. And if we happen to see Sydney Steele versus Cody Deaner, I for sure wouldn't complain about it.
We'll applaud you because that's pro wrestling right there. That's the one thing I'm very excited about when it comes to Reaper Wrestling is from the wrestlers that we saw last night and the wrestlers that we know are coming in the future that he's announced for the next show. We've got so many combinations of different styles and different wrestlers, and plus the local scene and the local wrestlers that we know from the promotions that we've seen around here. We're in for treats.
For sure. Speaking of local wrestlers that we're familiar with, the next match we had Cannonball Kelly, who
we all know and love,
have seen at ringside shows.
Yeah, and even back to the high impact wrestling days, like in 2010 or something like that.
Yeah,
way back then, man. Yeah, he's a
Saskatchewan veteran for sure.
Yeah, and I'm happy we got to see him at this show because it was somewhat alluded to, and we just talked like as fans, but we also know how things go when another promotion comes into a territory, and sometimes some wrestlers shouldn't or can't work for other promotions, but I think Cannonball's that veteran that can go wherever he wants.
And the thing I liked about this, so we had the Saskatchewan veteran facing off against D'Angelo, who was having his first ever match outside of the United States.
Which I'm so glad that he said that. Was it the ring announcer that said that?
I think they both did. I think it was announced by the ring announcer. And I think then D'Angelo cut a little promo himself just to say it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Now, I've seen the name D'Angelo, and I've seen him. He has an impressive as hell dropkick, which I'd seen floating around on Twitter. So I was vaguely familiar with him, but I'd never seen a full match. And I've got to say, I don't usually add people to my autograph collection the very first time I see them wrestle. I did last night with D'Angelo.
Wow. Wow, dude.
I thought he was a fantastic talent.
He's fun to watch. He's got that high energy. He's got a great look.
He looked great.
He's got a fun moveset that's, you know, high impact, high flying a little bit, but just another wrestler that myself personally I had never seen, never heard of, but won me over right away. Major props to you, UK Tom, for starting a fun little chant. I call it a European chant because it's a soccer chant, but singing his name.
So that's the thing. Obviously, being from the UK, I like to make the wrestling shows I go to loud and come up with stupid chants, and I'm usually pretty good at it.
You're great at it. Don't discredit yourself, pal. You're great.
The one thing is, D'Angelo's name is pretty fucking hard to get in a chant. Yeah. So I settled with, oh, D'Angelo.
Oh.
And we got the whole crowd going with that, which was awesome. And D'Angelo at the intermission came over to us and told us that that's the chant they used for him back at home in South Carolina. I had no idea that that was a thing.
No idea.
It's just one of those weird little wrestling coincidences, which I actually think kind of took him back a little bit. It was awesome. I do also just want to give credit before we move on, or I forget. The code red he hit on Cannonball Kelly for the finish. Props to both of them because that looked fantastic. And Cannonball Kelly is a big dude.
He's a big dude.
It was a fun, there was a few little slips and trips here and there, but that doesn't really matter. Who cares?
Tom, I'm going to be honest with you. Usually when that stuff happens, I'm kind of a dick about it. I'm kind of a dick about it sometimes. Just in my own head, I'm like, ah, fuck, you could have made that look better. What are we doing here? Last night, because it happened in a few matches, I marked it up to this wrestler's trying to win the match so bad that he couldn't hit the move clean, but he still got it. He's still trying to get the victory. Because anytime there was a bobble last night, it was still trying to get into a pin situation, I noticed.
Yeah.
And I love that. I was so into the show last night. I didn't care about being a shitty fan, just like ripping everything apart, which I'm usually not. I'm not that guy. But every now and then, like, oof, that didn't look good. When you're watching Raw or SmackDown, NXT, AEW, whatever it is. I wasn't that guy last night because I was so into the moment, so into the show. It was a lot of fun.
For me, there was nothing that made me go, ugh.
Yeah, true. So, very, very true.
Minor yeah. slips and trips are going to happen, especially in a ring you're not used to.
That's brand new. By it looks like a brand new ring at Reaper Wrestling.
That ring looks stiff as hell.
we real quick just give props to Johnny Two Fingers. He took a hell of a bump last night too. He got knocked off the apron by Cannonball Kelly by accident, and that's a far fall. So
he did, and I gotta be honest, I had no fucking idea who he was.
Oh really?
Never heard of him, never seen him. He was a lot of fun. It we don't get very many heel managers like that anymore, especially for those who know that look like Johnny Two Fingers.
Yeah, Johnny Two Fingers is very well known in this area, because I believe he's even way back at High Impact Wrestling back in the day. But he's also a very, very talented musician. And he sings Cannonball Kelly's intro music.
Oh, intro really? Song.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
that's cool.
My brother-in-law knew who he was based on his music and his band. And then when we went to a show one time together, he's like, holy shit, that's Johnny Two Fingers. I'm like, yeah, man, he's a wrestling manager. How the fuck do you know him? He's like, well, I know him from his band. So, yeah, Johnny Two Fingers is great. He's one of those guys that's committed to the craft, and he's a perfect heel manager. Love Johnny Two Fingers.
We then had, I keep wanting to say Justin for reasons that will become very obvious in a second, but Jesse Bieber
yep.
facing Cody Deaner from TNA. And, man, this match was fun.
Easily could have been the main event and sent everybody home happy. This was right before the intermission. And yeah. This match was a blast. I've never seen Cody Deaner in person. I've seen him on TNA Wrestling for a long time over the years. But seeing him in person and doing his thing and having a blast the way he did. And, dude, the crowd connected to Cody Deaner faster than almost anybody I've seen at a local pro wrestling show.
I don't think I've ever seen a crowd react to a wrestler at an independent show that, and I mean, absolutely no disrespect to Cody Deaner here, that's not a huge name.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wrestling fans know Cody Deaner, but it's not like AJ
he's
Styles.
Not Steve Austin, unfortunately,
is what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
so for a talent that we know, but like a TV, I've never seen a local crowd connect to somebody like that so fast,
which didn't expect at all. Again, I've never seen Cody Deaner on a show in person before, so I've never seen his house show work, as you would call it. But there was no like, oh, who's coming out? It was, oh fuck, here comes Cody Deaner, and he's giving it, and holy shit, dude, that guy is so much fun. But holy fuck, dude, his wrestling is amazing.
Oh, he was great.
Amazing.
We talked a lot about Cody there for a minute. I just want to give Jesse Bieber some props too. He was a great heel. He was awesome.
So good. He had heat with me instantly because he does the single leg tights, which I fucking hate. I hate when guys do that. So if a heel's doing it, well, good on you, because I will shit on you the second I see your bare leg. I hate it so much.
And Cody came, he did his entrance through the crowd.
So good.
Coming out to a cover of AC/DC. Mm. And he's a veteran. He knows what he's doing, but he played along with the crowd so well during the match. Like when it was one more time for the knee to the arm, and then he did it and got a huge pop, and then it was five more time chant, and he did it five more times.
Yeah.
And then I think we got up to 10.
We did get up to 10. Yeah. He's like, do you want to do 10? And we're like, 10, 10, 10.
That was 10. It. Yeah. We did the Ty Dillinger.
Yeah. Big shout out to the perfect 10 Ty Dillinger there.
But it's a good thing we didn't do more than 10. Otherwise the people in Moose Jaw would have had to take their shoes off.
Especially the schmuck behind us.
Count that high. But
it's Tom last night, Cody versus the Bieber guy. I keep wanting to call him Justin too. is a perfect house show match. It's a full blown good guy that kicks ass in Cody Deaner versus a shitty heel that comes out to pop music and has the last name Bieber. Of course we're gonna shit all over that guy. Of course we're gonna hate that guy. And when
especially
Cody Deaner,
Saskatchewan.
Exactly. And when Cody Deaner is playing the crowd as much as he does, and he reacts to the crowd too, because we got chants going and he reacted to it and it got the whole crowd going. Other part members of the crowd were getting chants going and he'd react to it. And it made us feel part of the match. It made us get behind him. It's such old school wrestling. I loved it so much. Hell of a match. Could have easily been the main event. I'm going to be that guy and be like, man, I hope there's a mid-card title so we can get a little
give
bit
him
more.
A chance.
I know. Chance. But I'm just like, man, that would have been fun if it was for a title match. But anyway, I just love titles. But anyway, awesome match. So
we then we had an intermission, and I, for one, usually I'm not a fucking fan of intermissions.
Hate intermissions.
I don't like them.
Me too.
But last night, I fucking needed one. My voice needed a break.
Agreed.
And yep. I'm glad we got one. I'm glad it was only 15 minutes-ish. Mm-hmm. Give people a chance to go pee, get some pizza, whatever you want to do. I'm glad we got it. But at this point, I think we have to address our only negative that we have.
Yep. We'll be quick with it, but yeah, we'll address it.
We'll be, but also
it's constructive criticism.
And also, if the only negative the three of us can have for a debut show of a wrestling company is that one of your referees is fucking annoying.
Yeah.
You've done a good job.
Done an amazing job. But
so Reaper Pro Wrestling had two referees. There was one that we have affectionately coined Mullet for obvious reasons. And there was another one. I've never been so infuriated by a referee my entire time watching wrestling, including Aubrey Edwards.
And that's heat.
And I think Mike being on assignment is probably a good thing right now.
Yeah.
If he would have gone nuclear.
A little bit.
So if obviously a wrestling ring is four sides. If one side of the ring has no fans, because there's a wall, referee, stay the fuck by that wall and get out of my way.
Yeah, I got to agree. I will give them this tiny out, though, because I did notice it. I was watching as to why. And in the far corner from us, along that wall, that's where the cameraman stood. And you can't have the ref getting in the shot of the cameraman, especially if they're planning on putting it out on DVD, video, trailer, whatever it may be. Who knows? That was the only thing, because I kept looking. I'm like, man, he's standing in this corner right in front of us a lot. Why is this happening? Because on the opposite side was the cameraman. So he probably had instructions, don't block the camera view, which is totally fair.
Totally fair, and I didn't spot that. However, there's three other corners in that ring too. Don't keep sticking your ass in my face.
Yeah, work around the ring a little bit, you know. But yeah, that's the only nitpick, and
that's it. That's all we have.
But after intermission, pal, they got right back to the action. This match you were high on.
This match, the wrestling nerd in me loved this match the second it was announced because it's technically MLW versus TNA.
There you go. Perfect.
Obviously, it was never billed as that or anything like that. But so we had Ariel Dominguez from who wrestles for MLW versus Ace Austin from TNA and Bullet Club fame.
Oh, man. When he was announced, I was so excited. Because he's a guy you need to see live. He can fucking go.
And one thing that was interesting for me is it's a very rare time that Ace Austin is the bigger guy in a match.
He looked like a monster next to this guy.
Now, I don't know how to politely describe Ariel Dominguez to the people who've never seen him. He is a very, very small fellow. I don't know how tall he is, but he's a small guy.
I'd say 5'3".
That could potentially be generous, but yeah, something around that.
He's jacked, though. He's jacked.
I was going to say, it's obvious he works out, and he works in the ring very, very snug, and he's got his own little style.
He reminded me of Leo Rush.
Perfect. Perfect. Yes. He moves a lot like Leo Rush with a lot of the spinny kicks and really cool shit that seeing live was awesome. Ace and they had a fantastic match, and they incorporated some high flying, some technical wrestling, which we know is your favorite, Scotty.
Love it.
And we got a little bit of everything from these two, including one hell of a bump into one of the support beams. Holy outside the ring.
Dude, your video of that, which you can see at Reaper Wrestling's Instagram story right now, which will probably be gone by the time this pod is up. But if Tom can post it again, I'm sure we will. But that bump that Ace Austin's took into one of the support beams of the building sounded disgusting, sounded vicious, to the point where I said, well, this match is over. That guy's obviously hurt. That, and just, dude, wow.
A fantastic match from both talents here that they worked very, very hard, and that was obvious. That's another thing. Nobody phoned it in at all on this show. It was fantastic.
Just a couple things before we move on to the next match here. TV doesn't do Ace Austin's size justice. That man is huge. And I know he was against a much smaller wrestler, and he's usually kind of maybe the smaller wrestler in his matches in TNA maybe, but I was surprised at how he reminded me of Randy Orton. Like, ever since Randy Orton's kind of come back, he's huge, like jacked. And I did not expect that from Ace Austin. I don't know why. I've seen him on TV a lot, and I don't know why, but that just blew me away. His thighs are huge. His upper body is jacked to the fucking gills. My goodness. Sweet.
His legs, like, were huge.
Yeah, man. Oh, man.
It took me by surprise, too. I just want to quickly touch on Ariel Dominguez. Like, great talent. Worked his ass off. Had a lot of fun with the crowd. But much like Tommy Billington, I really hope you come back, and I really hope you bring some merch so I can bring you, give you some money.
But you know what? He gave me a little bit of character-wise Bailey vibes, like Hugger Bailey. Because a few times he's like, "Are you cheering for me?" But that's Ace Austin. Like, that's Ace Austin. You're cheering for me? Thank you. And I like that. I like that we got that, because I was like, I can't boo you now. Like, you're too nice, but you're going to give us a hell of a match. No, I'm pumped for that. And I like that Ace Austin was like a little bit more like all business. That was fun.
Yeah, both guys are awesome. I know we're getting Ace Austin at another Reaper show, because he's one of the ones that was announced to have signed to come for a couple shows.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I would love to see more of Ariel Dominguez.
Yeah, man.
But we then had, Jody Threat from TNA, former 2-time TNA Knockouts Tag Team Champion.
And
now, this is where the announcer doing the announcements during the The entrance became a little bit of a problem. I'm not actually 100% sure on this this lady's name. I believe it was Riley Rose. If it's not, apologies.
So sorry.
Hell of a match. These guys, well, these ladies, worked very, very hard. And whenever you're in the ring with Jody, you're in for a fight. So
yeah.
And yeah. Her opponent bought it. It was very, very good.
I thought we were gonna get like an old school WWF Superstars kind of squash match. Because I'd never heard of Jody's opponent before, never seen her. I just wasn't it. And I was like, okay, she's got a good look. She reminds me of look wise, like a young Jamie Hayter.
Yeah, I can
like,
see
okay.
that.
And I was like, okay, but she's not same build as Jamie Hayter. Jamie Hayter's got a lot of muscle on her, and this woman here, you could tell she's she takes care of her body, takes care of her look, and everything like that. But that first AEW run of Jamie Hayter, where she was jacked, I was like, okay, well, I could see this this wrestler getting there. But we didn't get that. We got Jody selling quite a bit and getting beaten down quite a bit. And then coming back and then having the comeback cut off again. And we got some outside the ring work and we got a hell of a match, And it made me more of a fan of Jody Threat for sure, because she's crazy. I love her. She's awesome.
We also the strikes from both of these ladies were awesome.
Yes.
And just a fun match. And I'll always pop for an F5. So when Jody hit that as the finish, I was very happy.
She nailed that F5 too.
That was a I'm gonna drop F5. You.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. I thought both ladies looked great gear wise. I'm always one of those guys like, all right, if we're getting somebody from TV, I'm curious what kind of gear they're wearing. And for all of the wrestlers that have been on TV, like AEW, TNA, whatever it be, I was like, oh, yeah, they look like superstars. They look like stars to me. And I love that.
Ace Austin was all shiny.
Man, he had the one knee pad had the too sweet hand gesture on there. And I turned to you and I was like, he's still in Bullet Club, isn't he? Like, I don't really think they did a storyline where they had to break away.
Yeah.
I just think they've always been ABC, right?
Yeah.
But I was just like, fuck, I forgot about that. But I love that little nod to the Bullet Club there.
And so the next match was the main event, but there's two things I think we should say before we move on to that.
Sure.
One is, for the first time ever in my time going to shows, we purchased our tickets for the next show at the show last night.
We did.
And that's
all a credit to everything that we've seen.
Yeah,
last night at the show.
That speaks for itself, I think.
Yep.
I fully plan on, unless some sort of logistical chaos happens, being at every single Reaper show.
Agreed. You know what, Tom? They've earned that. They've earned that from us, people that are going to put money down every month when they or whenever they put a show on. They earned that last night with a phenomenal debut show.
I said to Aaron before we left last night, there is nobody that can leave this venue and say that was a bad show.
Not a single person.
And if they did, they're a prick and they're lying.
And they just hate fun and wrestling. Like, and then, yeah. And that's fun. If that's what you don't like, don't come, because I guarantee you after this debut show, with word of mouth, because we saw a lot of people there from Regina, like from our area, and Moose Jaw is a good 40-45 minutes away, not that far of a jaunt at all. We got there pretty quick, pretty easy during Friday rush hour, and that highway is usually pretty banged, like pretty back to back banged up when it comes to Fridays. We got there very easily, and word's gonna spread, and we're gonna be part of that, by the way, because we're doing this bonus podcast because we didn't want to wait till Tuesday.
Yeah, we're not going to shut up about Reaper Wrestling.
No, you any pro wrestling promotion, you give us a good show, we're not going to stop talking about it. We're still riding the high from Reaper Pro Wrestling last night. That's why Tom's like, we need to do a podcast to talk about it right now.
And I mean, it should go without saying, and I'm sure anybody listening from anywhere else knows, We still love our other shows that we go to in Regina.
Yeah, man. We got another one in a week and a half, and we can't wait.
No, and I can't wait to see all of our CWE wrestlers that we've got our like connections with for going for so long. And it's not a case of this replaces anything. It's just extra wrestling for us to enjoy. And it's fantastic.
We're pro wrestling fans. If there's wrestling that's around us that we enjoy, we're going to go and have a blast. And there's no need for us to shit on any other company because we went to this show and we didn't go to that show, or we went to this show and we went to that show, and we're not doing the comparison thing. We're just that's not the kind of fans we are. We're just not those fans. So,
the other thing I thought we should probably mention before we move on to the main event is that at the very, very beginning of the show, the ring announcer had the old black bag in his hand when he got in the ring, which wrestling fans have been trained to know, hey, there's a belt in there.
Yeah, I love a championship.
And so they unveiled the championship, which we'd seen sneak peeks of on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And my God, that's a pretty championship.
That is a gorgeous championship belt. I threw it up on the at In My House Pod Instagram a week or so ago about the Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling Championship. And I said, I'm a big wrestling belt mark. And that was gorgeous. This Reaper Championship, they call it the King's Crown.
Yes. Great name.
Great name. It's different. It's out of the box. And I'm not a mark for championship straps that aren't black. I'm just not. But this one, no bullshit of a lie, it works. Maybe it's the venue because we're surrounded by Reaper banners. The ring looks great. The guardrail has banners on it, and it fit in with everything. But seeing pictures that Aaron's posted as well, I'm like, this is fucking gorgeous. This is a great championship. I love the fact that they're debuting and they're like, this is what everyone's fighting for. This is why everyone's here for this championship. And it looks awesome.
Yeah, I'm with you on the color. I mean, red is my favorite color. So, but I was a little bit apprehensive when I saw the straps were red. It worked, like you said. Mm-hmm. Last night, it looked fantastic.
It popped. It wasn't a dull red. This red popped. Looks great.
However, Frankie Kazarian came out at the very beginning of the show and decided that he was just going to walk away with a championship because he's the TNA, the king of TNA, and he's the legend. And so Sean Moore came out and was like, nah. And that led to the main event of Frankie Kazarian versus Sean Moore, who Saskatchewan wrestling fans are very familiar with Sean Moore.
Yes.
One hell of a talent.
He's kind of our guy. Like, you know, if Toronto fans have their own Toronto wrestlers, obviously Calgary's got Bret Hart and the Hearts and everything like that. In Saskatchewan, Sean Moore is our guy.
We got Sean Moore.
I mean, yeah,
he went to the University of Regina,
right? He can cut a hell of a promo, and he can work his ass off. He's a pro wrestler, Tom. He's a pro wrestler.
He, and not that he was ever in bad shape, because I'm in no position to say that about absolutely anybody. But he's got more jacked than he was in the last couple months or so.
Yeah,
he's looking fantastic, and his matches are getting better and better and better. I don't know where to start with this main event. What a match.
So I'll start by saying Sean Moore, that's probably the best outing I've seen him have. And we've seen him fight some big stars and great wrestlers in CWE before. I don't know what it was with this one, but I felt like Sean was representing the company. He is Reaper Wrestling. Like he's carrying that company on his back. And the performance we got from Sean Moore last night told me he's the guy that's going to carry that company, kind of like what Will Ospreay is doing in AEW right now. He's fighting for AEW right now. I feel like Sean Moore is doing that right off the bat for Reaper Wrestling, which I love when a company's like, we've got all these amazing wrestlers, but this is the one. And I've never seen Frankie Kazarian wrestle in person before. But oh my God, I've always liked Frankie Kazarian. There's like a handful of wrestlers on TV that have never really been given the big push. or the Big Rub. Yeah. Frankie Kazarian and Trent Barretta are two guys that I gravitated towards immediately, and I wish that they would have given those guys the ball to be so much more. And watching Frankie hitting like springboard leg drops on that stiff ass ring, dude.
Yeah.
And nailing it. Oh man. Frankie is so fucking good.
So, you know, something I realized this morning, which is really fucking cool when you're a stats geek like I am.
What's that?
I've seen Frankie Kazarian wrestle twice in person now. And yesterday was May 16th, 2025.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I saw him wrestle, May 16th, 2014.
Really?
11 years to the day.
Wow. That's cool, man. That's got to mean something. For me, if that was me, I'd be trying to find an action figure. I'd be trying to find a version of him in like the video games. If it's little stuff like that to me, I'm like, okay, that means something. I like that. And that he's one of my guys. And Frankie Kazarian now is one of my guys.
So now on May 16th, 2036, where are we going to be, Frankie?
You know what? Maybe you'll see D'Angelo 11 years from now.
That'd be awesome.
On a big card, doing something amazing, going for a world championship or defending a world championship. Maybe that'll happen 11 years from now. But Frankie Kazarian and Sean Moore gave us a main event. I know, in my opinion, I think Cody Deaner and the Bieber kid could have main evented. And I think Tom Billington and Michael Allen, Richard Clark could have main evented because how much I love those matches. But Frankie Kazarian and Sean Moore gave us the perfect main event last night. It was, it brought the house down. It was so good.
The thing that was immediately obvious is pretty much as soon as the bell rang was Frankie came to work. He didn't come for a payday. He came to work and Sean stepped up and matched him.
Yes. Yes.
And it was an old school main event. There was no goofy bullshit. There was some bullshit at the end.
A little bit. Good. Some schmoz.
But there was no goofy bullshit. Everything meant everything that it was supposed to do. And yeah. Nothing was like, come on, this Sean Moore is keeping up with Frankie. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Everything worked. And they gave us some time too.
Yeah, man.
We were joking about it last night, but legitimately next Reaper show, I might start with the stopwatch.
Yeah. Yeah.
They gave us every match had time. And I like that.
That's what makes local pro wrestling matches and events so much fun is because matches mean something and they have so much time. So I love that. I love that every match got time. And even when I thought like, all right, well, I don't know who these people are. I don't really buy in. All right, this match is pretty fun. This is pretty good. You know, it's just another characteristic of a great show.
So the match, I'd say we were 20 minutes in maybe to this main event and referees get wiped out. We were very glad about that because his ass was then not in our face anymore. And then Mullet comes out and then Mullet referee gets taken out. And the whole thing's a big schmoz, and it's announced that at the next Reaper show, was it announced that it's the next one or a future? I'm not 100% sure. But
I think it's the next one.
I thought it was, but coming up in the near future at Reaper Wrestling is probably the safest way we can say it, Frankie Kazarian versus Sean Moore in a lumberjack match.
Yeah.
And which, I mean,
dude, those are always fun at when you're there live and you're in person. And it's not like I don't care for lumberjack matches on WWE TV or like TV wrestling does nothing for me. But when you're in the crowd and it's a nice intimate venue like this, again, I'll compare it to ECW Arena. You know, it's going to be a fucking blast.
But also if they give us a match anywhere near the quality we got yesterday, that's worth the ticket price alone.
And there, you know, they will, you know, those guys are going to give us another banger of a match, but they're going to do the fun stuff of trying to escape and then getting thrown back in, or Frankie's going to throw Sean out onto the heel side and the beatdown's going to happen. And it's going to be so much fun. Here's what I'm excited about, Tom, is there's going to be wrestlers standing right in front of us that we get to beak and talk shit to and have a lot of fun with. And I'm already fucking just, I'm so fucking excited for that, because it's just another element of us getting to know these wrestlers and the wrestlers getting to know us as fans, and just having a lot of fun and putting on a fun show and having a fun show with everybody. It's going to be great.
Not only for the next Reaper show do we get Frankie and Sean Moore in the Lumberjack match, we're getting one hell of a women's match.
Yeah, talk this up, bud.
That I am... I don't mark out much anymore. But when this match was announced, I did a little happy dance at my desk. Because we're getting Jenai Kai, the Kick Demon, from MLW, GCW. She's wrestled for Tokyo Joshi Pro. She's one hell of a wrestler versus Miyu Yamashita, who is a Japanese lady, Joshi wrestling god.
Fucking so awesome.
And she's held every title in Tokyo Joshi Pro. She's held some titles for DDT. She wrestles fairly regularly for GCW. She was on AEW recently. And the fact that we're going to get to watch this match in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, I am so fucking excited.
That right there tells you, folks, that if you haven't bought a ticket yet to the next Reaper Pro Wrestling, or Reaper Wrestling, which you can buy tickets now to the next event in June for Reaper Wrestling right now. That should tell you right there. You need to go buy tickets because it's going to sell out fast.
I sure hope so.
Man, it will. Last night's crowd was awesome. Word of mouth is a real thing. Social media chatter is a real thing. It's going to sell out. It's going to sell out quickly. It's Tom. Last night, I couldn't get to the merch table during the intermission or before the show because it was jam packed. It was lined up the entire time. And that's not a bad thing. I'm not bitching about that one bit. I'll get my shirt when I get my shirt.
Yeah.
I just love the fact that people are like, I'm here to have a good time and I'm going to buy some merch. I'm just one of those guys that I fucking hate standing in line for a long time. So, you know, if I got to order it online, I'll order it online. I'm buying a shirt, or I'll sneak out during a match or something. But that's the thing. I didn't want to sneak out during a match. I didn't have a single moment where I'm like, maybe I could sneak out real quick. That didn't happen. So I just need to be a little quicker when the intermission hits to get to that merch table real quick before everybody else does. Cause they had great shirts, great, great quality shirts there.
Well, just to give, just to put their shirts over a little bit more. They're also, I'm pretty close to being convinced to part with some of my money for a t-shirt.
Wow. And you're not that guy.
I'm not that guy.
No.
But those t-shirts are fucking sick.
They are awesome looking. The material, I touched one. They're fucking so light and soft, dude. They're so light and soft. So, and for people like Ace Austin, for people like Frankie Kazarian, for people like Jody Threat, they had their own Reaper styled merch.
Oh, they were awesome.
And Tom, if the near the end of the intermission, if that line still wasn't as loaded as it was, I was probably buying a couple shirts, because Frankie's shirt and Jody's shirt and Ace's shirt, fuck, dude. I might have to start putting some pennies aside for the next show.
Yeah. And I know we're getting close to wrapping up here, but I do want to just throw in that if anyone from Reaper or any fans that are thinking of going to Reaper have listened today and they hear any of the, I'm not even going to say negative, but the constructive criticism that we've had, it's not meant to bury anybody. It's not meant to shit on this promotion. I hope we've been clear enough how much we fucking enjoyed this show. And like I already said on this episode, but if all we have for a negative is to shit on your referee, cool.
Yeah.
So please don't take any of the criticism we've said the wrong way. It is meant out of genuinely wanting this to do very good things.
Like you said 10 minutes ago, We were still in the middle of the show and Tom was on his phone buying tickets for the next event. We don't do that if we don't like the product.
We don't, especially in a room with dim lights when I'm trying to read my credit card number and I'm blind as fuck.
You did a great job, pal. You handled that well.
Also, any of the In My House listeners that came to say hi, thank you. Keep that up. We love chatting to anybody that listens to us. Even if you want to come and tell us we're dicks, come do that too.
Yeah, come tell us we're negative Nancys. It's okay.
That's absolutely fine. We know who we are.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sheldon, for the company. That's always appreciated.
Yeah, man. It was great to see Robbie. Love talking
Robbie, it was great to see you.
Love talking with Robbie.
Hope to see you back in Regina for CWE soon. Just great stuff. Great things for Saskatchewan wrestling. And we'll see all the local wrestling fans in, what is it, just over a week at the University of Regina for CWE?
That's right. James Storm's going to be there. Cowboy James Storm, which I am fucking pumped for. To wrap this up, Tom, I'm going to repeat what you said off the top of the show. Reaper Wrestling, you should all be very, very proud of what you did last night. Amazing, amazing debut show. Amazing show, amazing venue. Your staff was fantastic. Every staff member had a huge smile on their face, loved helping people, loved talking with people. Amazing job, Aaron and team. Congrats. Very happy for you. I hope you're all proud. I hope you all got a day off to just bask in the glory of what you guys pulled off last night, because you made a lot of pro wrestling fans very, very happy.
And Aaron, I hope you got some sleep.
Yeah. After you took wrestlers back to the airport, hope you get a nap in, pal.
I think before we close here, one thing that, because we've just been so nice and we don't do that, I feel it's very important because I know what wrestling fans are like. Mm-hmm. The In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast is not a sponsor of Reaper Wrestling. We're nothing to do with it. These are just our genuine thoughts of the show. We've not been paid to be nice or any stupid fucking thing like that before you start making shit up.
And if you want to make shit up, go ahead. I don't give a fuck. We really don't care about what you, if you have any thoughts like that, we don't care. It's not true. We love talking pro. We're three best pals that love talking pro wrestling, decided to do it into microphones. And when we go to shows and we have a good time, bad time, medium time, whatever, we're talking about it on the show.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's not that deep.
But also, I don't think there's many promotions in North America that have enough money to pay me to be nice about their wrestling if I didn't like it.
Especially Mike. Mike will destroy everything. It doesn't matter what. We're here because we had a great time. That's why we're here. That's the only reason we decided to do a bonus episode. Mike would have been here, but again, on assignment right now, taking care of some things. But yeah.
He shot him. he wouldn't agree to be nice, so we shot him. For legal reasons,
it was legal reasons, yeah. But thanks everyone for listening. Get out and support wherever you're listening from. Like we always say, get out and support local wrestling. Go buy a ticket, go meet some wrestlers, buy some merch, and have a lot of fun. If you're the kind of crowd that or kind of person that likes to go and hoot and holler and have a blast, do it. Have fun. Not everyone likes that. Some people just want to go and watch, and that's fine too. But go out and have the best fun.
I feel you're one of those people that like to just go and watch, and me and Mike just drag it out of you.
Tom, you are 100% correct. 100% correct. If I went to that wrestling show last night by myself, I'd be the guy sitting there just being quiet and enjoying the show and watching others have fun, because I'm a massive introvert.
Yeah.
But you guys bring it out of me. Dude, I don't sing, and I was singing D'Angelo's name right there with you every single time, and I had a blast. So I got to thank you and Mike for that, because you guys bring a lot of joy to my life. So thank you for that.
I mean, I know I've said we're wrapping up like six times now, but it really does speak to go to wrestling shows and have fun, because without me going to a wrestling show and having fun on my own, I wouldn't be part of the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. I wouldn't be friends with Mike and Scott. Mm-hmm. Go have fun. Who knows what friends you'll make?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Get out there and go watch some pro wrestling. You'll make some fun, make some good friends, some good pals. I got the best pals in the world. I love you, brother.
Thank you.
All right.
Gay. We're wrapping
up. This is the Miles Pro Wrestling Podcast. Welcome to Miles. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. It's my house. Yowie wowie.